Look at me. So bored I'm actually staring out the window, watching cars pass. Hey, there's one.
Hey, roll down your window! Stick your head out! Live a little!
Oh, there's a few more. Whoa, Bentley. Either a ball player, plastic surgeon, or Scottsdale bartender. What's up? There's a lowrider. Olay. Cutlass with its blinker on without any intention of turning. Hey, snowbird. Oh, and we've got a swerver. Drunk in the middle of the morning, huh, sir?
Well, you be careful, Mr. Campbell. Love Rhinestone Cowboy, by the way. Good work.
Hey, what's this? Well, this car is actually... Yeah, it's turning into our driveway.
Master, we've got company. Come quick.
Wait a minute.
Nope, they're not going to sell us anything. Hurry, this is going to be so cool. Finally some action around here. I'm so damn excited, I can hardly...
Hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Jerry, cut that out. We've got company.
What's that? We've got what? What are you talking about?
Hello, come on in, come on in.
Who is it?
Hi, Dad. Long time no see.
Well, you shouldn't keep yourself such a stranger, boy.
Well, who is it? Come on, Master, move your ass. Let me see.
Jerry, calm down now.
Well, who the f*** is it?
Is this really Jerry? My gosh, he's gotten so big, Pops.
What do you mean? I've gotten fat, haven't I? I knew it.
Hey, it's just me, boy. Jason, I picked you out, remember? Remember what I bought you, boy?
Not really, but you seem nice enough. Hell, you're still petting me, and I know you had to see my boner. Welcome. Welcome home, boner overlooker.
So watch in the cage, Jay.
Yeah, I was wondering that myself. Don't stop petting.
Well, I hope you got room for two, Dad. I just couldn't leave Mr. Bigglesworth at home for the week.
Mr. Bigglesworth?
Yeah, my cat. Here, let me take the cover off.
Well, good to meet you. Sorry you couldn't stay. Jason, was it? Now, if you don't mind, Master will show you and your caged asshole the door.
Well, hey, Mr. Bigglesworth, welcome. Well, he's a pretty cat, isn't he? We'll have to have old Jerry stay outside this week.
What? No, wait just a goddamn minute here. Precious was one thing, but I am not losing my house privileges to a cat.
Calm down, bitch.
Oh,
so the shithead can speak dog. Well, see if you can understand this, cat. You step one paw out of that cage while you're here, and I will eat your liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti. Oh, yes, I'll call up some of my pipe-hitting canines from around the neighborhood, and we will go medieval on your ass.
Later that day.
That's it, cat. Look around. There's nobody in the house. Master and Jason went to lunch, and that old nasty Jerry is outside. He surely doesn't know a secret way back into the house, so he can monitor sneaky, milk-licking faggots like yourself. Yeah, that's it. Come on out of there. Go ahead, look around. See if you can't find a fish to eat, you clawless eunuch. Old Jerry's not hiding under the bed in the other room, watching your every move. No, sir. Oh, wander around, pussy. Make yourself at home.
In my ass? Get over here, cat. I will bury you in your own kitty litter. Yeah, you better run. I'm on you.
Oh, yeah? Well, maybe I'll break your master's vase getting away from the stupid dog who's supposed to be outside.
Yeah, well, go ahead. I'll piece it back together with some glue or something.
How about I run across the antique piano keys? While peeing.
So she never plays it anyway.
Well, maybe I'll run up the narrow stairs to the attic where pets aren't supposed to go.
Go ahead. I don't give a shit. Hell, I'll follow you into a Vietnamese slaughterhouse if I have to.
Oh, great. Now look what you've done. You shut the door. Now we're stuck. Way to go, dumbass.
Dumbass, huh? That's awful big talk from someone sitting on a yarn spool atop a shiffer robe. Besides, now you're trapped, ass snacker.
You idiot. With that door closed, we got about 3 hours of air left. You want to spend it chasing me or thinking of a way out of here?
1 hour later.
So why do cats always get to stay inside anyway?
Oh, I don't know. Because we don't chew everything we get our paws on.
You scratch?
Yeah, with what? You see any claws on me? God, if I had to climb a tree right now, I'd need suction cups and a pulley rope. Yeah, good one. I mean, f*** off. So let me ask you a question, dog. Why do dogs always come when their masters say come? What do you mean? Why wouldn't we? Because it's pathetically desperate, that's why. Good God. Have some self-respect. You're like a stripper dating a mob boss. No matter how often you get mistreated, they snap and you come running right there with your tongue hanging out.
What? So you don't?
No. Are you kidding me? I hide under chairs, beds, kitchen tables. I avoid them at all costs. Then when I do choose to cozy up, it's flip the tail, a full body stretch, cute little yawn, and then the flop right next to them. I've actually convinced my master that it's his pleasure to pet me. You gotta reverse that shit, man. You dogs. God, if you knew how many times we laughed at you.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's up with your hair standing up on your back? I mean, has that ever worked?
Of course it has.
On what? A pursuant chipmunk? Come on. Even if you did fool us, you're like a sixth of my size. It's like the guy who brought a knife to a gunfight and then wouldn't shut up about how sharp it was. Bang, you're dead, motherfucker. Don't bring your poofy hair into a dogfight. It didn't save Flock of Seagulls. It sure as hell won't save you. You only make things worse on yourself.
Interesting.
1 hour later.
All right, you can share your dish with four people. Who would you choose? Alive or of all time? Of all time. Let's see. Ren 10-10. Spuds McKenzie. Sorry to be cliche, but what dog wouldn't? Then probably Maury Povich and Jesus. Really? What about you? Oh, nobody specifically. I want to break whiskers with a tiger, a lion, a leopard, and a panther. You know, just to feel like I belong in the same family. What the hell are you talking about? The same family. Lions, tigers, leopards, panthers. They're all cats, just like me. We're all related. Bullshit.
1 hour later.
Favorite actor? Lassie. Durr. Oh, yeah. Well, we've got Morris the Cat. Okay, you win that one. But how about comics?
Marmaduke?
Garfield. All right, 1-1. Musicians. Oh, God. Cat Stevens? Hell, I don't know.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
Dog. Cat Stevens. Cats suck.
Another hour later.
So I say, wrecked him. It nearly killed him.
Speaking of rectums, what do you get out of it?
Out of what?
You know, all the, licking, you know.
I don't know.
I like a clean Cheerio, what? Why do you guys lick your lips so much?
I'm afraid that's one a neuter just couldn't understand. Sorry, Biggs, but if I were you, the first thing I'd do when we get out of here is bite that Jason right on his dick.
You owe him, my friend.
Friend, huh?
Oh, well, no, just a figure of speech. Anyway, speaking of Jason, I wonder why no one's found us yet. We gotta be running out of air soon.
Oh, about that. I was sort of, well, bullshitting you. Now don't get angry. We were never going to run out of air. You know how it is. Come on, anything to survive, right?
Yeah, I guess so. That's a pretty good one.
Wait, I think I hear someone coming.
You realize when that door opens, I'm going to have to try and bite your ass in half.
Yeah, I know. But I suppose that's the way it's supposed to be. It was good getting to know you anyway, Jerry.
Yeah, you too, Biggs.
There you two are.
I will fillet you with my jaws, you motherless piece of excuse for a beast. Run, bitch, before I...
Hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?